It's been 2 months since Hurricane Harvey hit Houston, and city officials say that as many as 126,000 homes were severely impacted by flooding. But could some of those homes have been spared? Well, one answer to prevent flooding is home elevation, and some homeowners are pursuing that option. But Allison Lee from Houston Public Media found out that the way up isn't always straightforward.
Jennifer and Randy Claridge have been through a lot.
It is really hard. It feels constant. And, you know, yes, we lost everything that we owned, all of that stuff again.
Jennifer says their home in the Meyerland section of Houston has flooded every year since 2015, and they've been navigating the FEMA process to elevate their home out of harm's way ever since.
We're just waiting, and we can't move back in here until this thing is lifted. And secondly, yes, we're having to advocate, having to call, having to make those calls. But most of it is just trying to keep up with everything that has to get done in a day, adjusters and FEMA and, you know, where is the grant?
The Claridges finally heard they were approved for their elevation grant. But it was too late, just days before Hurricane Harvey hit. But right around the corner, workers are putting the finishing touches on a home they did elevate just one day before Harvey.
I definitely have a mixed swirl of emotions. I'm ecstatic that we beat the flood. That's amazing. But, I mean, my heart aches for my entire community. We didn't flood personally, but everyone I know flooded.
Homeowner Drew Sheffman says he couldn't wait for FEMA to approve his grant. He paid for the elevation himself.
There's no way. It takes too long, too much red tape, too much paperwork. That was, like, whatever number. I was, like, 87th on the list to be lifted. So I would have definitely been with everyone else.
Construction workers got Sheffman's house 5 feet off the ground before Harvey. Now they're taking it up to the 10-foot elevation mark. That would be a first in Meyerland, if not the city of Houston.
Right now, we've got 7 city of Houston jobs sponsored by FEMA, and then 2 private jobs going on.
Sheffman's contractor, Philip Contreras, is one of a handful of builders in Houston who are qualified to do private and FEMA grant lifts.
But almost anything we touch could be lifted. Elevating houses have been going on for years. I mean, they elevated all of Galveston in the 1900s. It's just the process of have developed more and more over time.
Contreras says on average it takes about 4 to 5 months to elevate a home, and it does come at a price.
Up to about 5 foot. It runs about $75 a square foot. On high raises, it could range anywhere from $110 to $130. And it really is going to depend on what the people want. You know, some people may want just basic code with basic stairs to get in their home.
It would cost about $150,000 to elevate a 2,000 square foot home 5 feet, bare minimum. But some people can't settle for the bare minimum because of things like homeowners association requirements. But
the purpose of these grants is to get the homes out of harm's way, to get them high and dry. It's not necessarily to beautify them.
Jamila Johnson is the managing engineer for the City of Houston's Floodplain Management Office.
It may not be acceptable to your homeowners association that you have a 5-foot platform with wooden stairs as your front porch now. It may not be acceptable to you or your HOA that your house is now up on concrete block columns instead of sitting on the ground like all your other neighbors' homes. So all of those types of costs are left for the homeowner to deal with.
Johnson says the construction costs that the FEMA grants don't cover could get in the tens of thousands of dollars. And she says funding for these types of programs is not where it should be.
I think that it was not the best decision from FEMA to have such a low funding level for these very needed programs that are oversubscribed every year. Houston would have liked to elevate 150 homes in 2016, but instead we only got funding for 40.
The Claridges were lucky enough to be one of those 40 homes.
People's like, oh, well, you know, it's Meyerland, it floods, why don't you just move out of there and get out? And my thing is, we didn't come to this problem. When Meyerland was built, it was not in the floodplain. That problem is coming to us. We did not go to that problem. So if you want to bulldoze down the west side of Houston and say they shouldn't be doing the development the way they're doing it, let's have that discussion, but don't just have the knee-jerk reaction and saying, well, you shouldn't have been there.
Randy Claridge says his neighborhood should not be condemned just because it's flood prone.
This was a good place. This is a good place, and we're fighting hard to protect it and to keep it for the future generations. It's worth fighting for. We weren't looking for this fight, but we're in it.
And with nearly 80 FEMA elevation grants still pending in the Houston area, a lot of people are in this fight with them. For Here and Now, I'm Allison Lee in Houston.